welcome to the Door of Life Church podcast. Our mission is to share the love of Jesus with the world and believers, to teach them how to walk in victory, and to help them find and fulfill God's plan for their life. If you have any comments about today's podcast, please contact us through our website at dooroflife.org. Door of Life Church, where faith meets real life.
We're going to go ahead and get started this morning in a passage of Scripture in 1 Corinthians. And this is such a wonderful passage of Scripture here because the Apostle Paul lets us in on some things about who we are as believers and just this amazing life that we have in God. He says, "But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages, for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." So he's really saying quite a bit here to the Corinthian church, of course, to us today. He's telling us there was a day when it was written, eye has not seen, ear has not heard, in what we would call the Old Covenant, that they did not know, they didn't understand things that were about to happen, the things that God had prepared for man. In fact, the gospel is considered a mystery itself. You know, how God was going to make man right with himself. And so he goes on to say that this wisdom of God was hidden in a mystery, but now it's been revealed to us. He has waited on it, but in our time, he's now revealing things that were once hidden. What is he saying? He's revealing them to us through his Spirit. So he's telling us that there are things that weren't known that are now going to be known because you've got the Spirit of God. And that's exactly what he's saying here. He's saying, now we've received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that. Not, we got the Spirit of God in us, not just because it's cool or awesome or amazing to have the Spirit of God in us. He put the Spirit of God in us that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. And he goes on to say that the natural man doesn't receive these things that the Spirit of God teaches. They're foolishness to him. In other words, people who have the Spirit of God in them are going to get stuff that's going to be amazing and real that the natural man is going to go, "Huh, what a nice, sweet little diversion from reality. I'm happy for you in your religion." But they don't get it. They don't got the Spirit of God in them to know that these things are true. So our lives, you know, as we're going through life and the complexities of life and the stuff that we deal with, God designed for us to go through life with a sense of perspective and to have a sense of knowing who we are and what we have as we navigate life. When I think of this scripture and I think of the blessings and God showing us things and all this stuff that we have as we're going through life down here, I think of like a mall map, okay? It could be a mall map or a park map, to a fairgrounds or something like that. But a map that you can look at that map, because that map is nice, because usually on that big map, there will be an X or an arrow or something that says, you are here. And it's nice because just having the big picture and knowing where you are in the big picture gives you a sense of perspective and direction. And God's letting us know that as we're going through life down here, that the Spirit of God is revealing to us something that is going to help us and give us that perspective. Now, again, you go to a mall or something like that, and it can be exciting and yet overwhelming. You're excited because you want to hit the good stores, but it's a little overwhelming because you don't know where to begin and where everything is at. Well, what God has done for us through the Word of God, through the Spirit of God, He has given us that sense, that map, that supernatural perspective. Okay? This morning, we're going to be ministering along the lines of, you are here. So whatever's out in front of you, that fairground, that department store, that's your life. Relationships, plans, aspirations, everything that's out there. But God gives us a you are here perspective so that we don't have to be overwhelmed by life. That no matter where I'm going to from a place. The Spirit of God has revealed to us the things that He's given to us. So as I'm going out in life, I'm going out in life with those things that He's given to me. There are spiritual truths, there are spiritual realities that I am navigating life from. And it's from these truths, these things that God has revealed to me. They were hidden at one point, but they're not hidden anymore. They've been made revealed, they've been revealed to us. So you are here. This is just a sense of spiritual perspective in life. No matter where you're going through, what you're up against, there is a you are here place that you can approach anything from. So we're just going to ask a few questions in explaining what we mean by you are here. Because you got to remember, it's the Spirit that reveals these things. First question is, who is you? All right? You are here. Well, who is you? What has the Spirit revealed to you about you? Who is the you of you are here? We find out clearly from the Word of God, Jesus came into the very world He created, but the world didn't recognize Him. He came to His own people, and even they rejected Him. But to all who believed Him and accepted Him, He gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. 1 John, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it didn't know Him. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. You are a child of God. The Spirit has revealed to us that we are a child of God. So when we're talking about you are here, the Spirit reveals to us who you are. You are born of God, a child of God. Again, he goes on to say in 1 John, the world does not know us because it didn't know Him. So somebody might hear you refer to yourself as a child of God, it's like, oh yeah, nice, cool, great, good for you. They don't get it because they didn't know Him. But that's who you are. This is important when it comes to real life. We are not to be talked out of who we are in real life. You really are a child of God. You know, Jesus gave us a two-question test as it related to who He was. He said, Who do men say that I am? And he said, who do you say that I am? And of course, as believers, we came to the same conclusion that Peter did. You're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God. And on that rock, we became part of this glorious church. But when it comes to who you are, there's actually a three-question test. Who do men say that you are? Who does God say that you are? And who do you say that you are? It's good to know that God tells us in His Word that we're children of God. But who do you say you are? You know, the enemy is not afraid of what you know. He's afraid of what you believe about what you know. Child of God isn't a cute little thing to salve my emotion. It's a spiritual reality. Deep called unto deep when the Spirit reveals to us who we are. I'm a child of God. The scripture goes even further along this line. It says, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. In Ephesians, Paul says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man, which was created, past tense, according to God, in true righteousness and holiness. He's saying, let your mind go there. Let your mind be renewed in the fact that there's a spiritual reality that you're a new creation. Go there. Let yourself see yourself as new. You are here. You are here. Child of God, new creation, you are here. I don't care whatever it is you're facing, you. That's you. The new you. Now, you'll notice what he says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man which was created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. You're a new creation in Christ Jesus, whether you ever choose to believe it or not. You got that by getting born again. Whether you're renewed in the spirit of your mind, that's your choice. But either way, you were created in righteousness and true holiness. You are here. The scripture is saying, know who you are. You are a child of God. You are a new creation. That's who you are. Your mind, yes, it's in the process of being renewed. But know who you are. You know, we said last week, I think it was, we said, by faith, you know, to become a child of God in the first place, what has to happen? Jesus said, you got to humble yourself as a little child, right? And when you humble yourself as a little child, you believe in the work that Jesus did on the cross to save you. Well, as a Christian, again, I humble myself as a little child, and I believe in the work that Jesus did in me when he had me born again. There was a simplicity in coming into the kingdom. There's a simplicity when we're living in the kingdom that we believe we're a new creation in Christ Jesus, created in righteousness and true holiness. Yes, do I have room to grow? Do I still make mistakes? Do I need forgiveness? Absolutely. I'm overcoming by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. There is a process of overcoming the world, which is my faith. But I'm doing it from a you are here place. I'm doing it from a place of being born again. In other words, righteousness is not a place that I'm going to. It's a place I'm coming from. And I'm working this salvation from the inside out. And I'm beginning to believe who I am. You are here. Who are you? You are a child of God. You are a new creation. The Spirit has revealed it to us. I understand that it should be foolishness to the natural man, but it shouldn't be foolishness to us. This should be our spiritual reality. You are here. This is who you are. Child of God, born again, created in righteousness and true holiness. Nothing I did there. When I got born again, when I accepted Him, He gave me the right to become a child of God. I was born not of human passion or plan, but a birth that came from God. And when that happened, when that birth happened, I became a new creation, created in righteousness and true holiness. This is something you grow in throughout your Christian life. It's something that you continue to get renewed in your mind. But I'll tell you what, it's a great way to start every day. It's a great way to start every day and say, Lord, I thank you. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. The old has passed away. Behold, all has become new, and all those things are of God. I am who you say I am. You are here. Who is you? Now remember, not only do you have the voice of the natural man talking to you, but you got the voice of the enemy. You got the accuser of the brethren. You are a loser. You are weak. You are, you know you, I know you. There's a sense of identity that the enemy tries to hold on to. But when we begin to say, no, this is who I am, we begin to take our identity back. Praise God. I overcome by the blood of the Lamb, again, in the word of my testimony. There's a victory that is from the inside out. I got to own who I am on the inside. There is something that happens. Your identity is different. I've kind of used this analogy before. The way you see yourself, why does that matter? It depends on how you carry yourself. Has a lot to do with how you see yourself. I used the analogy with my car. When my car is all messy and grimy and dirty, and I'm driving through, and I get a burger, well, it's another McDonald's wrapper in the back seat. I don't care. You know, it just has that vibe, has that sense. When I get that car clean, and I said I had it once, I had it auto detail and clean, and I had to have a little family conference about my car. And this is a good car, and we don't get it dirty. Why? Because it was clean. When it's clean, you want to keep it clean. When you see yourself clean, when you see yourself right before God, when you see yourself a new creation, there's something about you. You carry yourself. I am new. I am a brand new creature in Christ Jesus. I'm not a dirty old sinner. No, I'm a new creation. Again, we overcome things, but who are you? You are here. You're a child of God. So we got to settle, first of all, the you. And you are here. You are the child of God. That's who you are. Also, where is here? Where is here? You know, we've got two kingdoms. I'll take a look real quick at the scripture. It says, Colossians 1 says, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. God rescued us. I like the message puts it this way. Kind of goes into what Jody was even talking about in worship a little bit. God rescued us from dead-end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loved so much, the Son who got us out of the pit that we were in. In other words, some things happened when we got born again. It's not like, oh, you're a born-again Christian. Okay, that means that you're this. You got born again, you became a new person on the inside. Something else happened. We switched kingdoms. We went from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear son. That's a big deal. Praise God. In other words, you could think of it this way. The mall map in this kingdom is different than the mall map in this kingdom. The department stores in that kingdom are different than the department stores in this kingdom. There are things that you are going to be navigating from a place. You are here. Your here isn't here anymore. You are no longer in the kingdom of darkness. Your here is here in the kingdom of God's dear Son. You're in his domain of authority. Satan has authority over this domain. God has authority over this domain. You've been rescued from the authority and the domain of Satan into the authority in the kingdom of God's dear Son. That's why we have authority over that kingdom, because God has taken us out of that kingdom. That kingdom does not have a legal right to us anymore. That kingdom doesn't own us anymore. We can say, I resist you in Jesus' name, and that kingdom has to flee in Jesus' name. We have authority over that kingdom. So we're operating, where is here? The kingdom of God. Oh, we're operating in a whole new kingdom. A whole new venue, a place that is brand new. We're new on the inside, but we're into a new kingdom here where things are different, where aspirations, desires, things that we want to do is different. This is one of the things that is very different about this. Here is a place of promises. Jesus said, our high priest has been given, but now Jesus, our high priest, has been given a ministry that is far superior to the old priesthood. For he is the one who mediates for us a far better covenant with God based on better promises. By his divine power, God's given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who God called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he's given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desire. Again, the natural man doesn't understand this. But what's here? Where is here? Here is a kingdom. Here is a kingdom where God has rule, where God has authority. It's a kingdom that Satan does not have rule and authority over. And it's also a kingdom that is full of the promises of God. Promises that help us to know how to navigate this life. Now, Julie and I recently came back from a cruise that we had, and we actually did it was our second cruise. Our first cruise was 5 years ago, same month. It was actually when COVID hit. We were actually out on the water on that first cruise, and I remember the first cruise was so different than the second cruise because, first of all, we weren't people that really thought we'd ever go on a cruise anyway, all right? Cruise was never on my bucket list. It was nothing I ever thought, oh, I want to go on a cruise. Never did. Somebody gifted us a cruise. They just gave it to us as a gift. So we thought, well, okay, cool. Thank you. And we went on that cruise, and it was amazing. It was just like, wow, cool, okay, what, now we get it. I mean, there were so many cool places to eat on the ship, and the ship was huge, and we had these offshore excursions, different things like that. And so, but the thing of it was, when we went on that first cruise, it was like, first of all, we just couldn't fathom a ship being that big. I grew up in outdoor motor boats and things like that, and you know, and to see a huge ship, we literally, it took us the length of the cruise to figure out the ship, where we saw where the restaurants were, where the fun spots were, different things like that. And by the time we got done with the cruise, it was like, oh, wow, cool. We know this ship. Could we do this again? Could we back up and do it again now that we know what we know? And so when we went on the cruise the second time, we learned. So once we learned the ship that we were going to be on, we studied that ship. We YouTubed the ship. We got the deck maps. We found out where all the restaurants were because we didn't want to make the same mistake and learn while we were there. We wanted to study this map. So when we got hungry and thought, man, I would love Mexican right now, that's deck 15 on the aft section. All right, get up the elevator, we go there. But we knew that ahead of time. And so it was amazing how when you began to, you know, study some stuff out and learn, you realize this is what belongs to us. This ship is ours, you know? We got access to all these restaurants, all these things. It's just a matter of getting there. And so when you realize, where is here? Here is a whole new kingdom. You got access to all kind of stuff, you know? You just need to know. You know, when you're feeling anxiety, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. It's the royal ship of Philippians, deck 4, you know, verses 6 through 8. You know, don't be anxious. Let your requests be made known to God. There is peace that passes your understanding. You learn the reference to all the stuff that belongs to you. He's given us everything we need from this place. You know, we've got a book that we've given to our Door of Life family, and if you don't have it and want it, let me know. But it's called Prayers That Avail Much. And it's a twofer. It does two things. It kind of helps guide you in terms of how to pray for different things. But within that guide, there's all the scriptures. A lot of times you might see that Precious Bible Promise book. Well, what is that Precious Bible Promise book? It's the reference guide to the things that we need when we need them. Where is here? Here is a place of promises. It's a place where we can get that reference guide in our heart. And yeah, we don't come into life knowing all the promises. It takes time. We learn. We grow. But as we're going through life, Man, we begin to build those promises on the inside of us. And sometimes we're dealing with something and we don't know what the Bible says. You know what? We can ask, we can seek, we can knock in this kingdom. And Jesus promised the door would be open. In fact, he qualifies it this way. He says, you can ask for wisdom and it will be given to you without reproach. You know, you could ask somebody for some directions or something. They go, boy, you should have known that. Don't you know that by now? Or that's reproach. You can ask God for wisdom on maybe something you should have already known. And he'll tell you without reproach, without condemnation. In other words, a lot of times the teacher will say, there's never a dumb question, you know? And you got to choose whether to believe that or not and ask your question. But with God, it's really that way. No matter what it is that you want to ask, you know, with the shame, the same, you know, the way you would, now we do, there used to be search engines, AI, asking questions all the time to kind of get some answers. But God says, I'm that safe place. I'm meek and I'm lowly in heart. Ask, seek, knock. Where is here? Here is a place that is full of promises. It's full of the wisdom of God. It's full of direction. You know, don't have that over here. Here you're guessing. And here you're trying to keep people happy. Here, it's a different kingdom. Here, I'm walking with God. And he's showing me in his word. He's showing me by his spirit. There was a time. Then the things that God had prepared for man hadn't entered into their hearts. Now those things have entered into our hearts. We can see them in his word. We can get them by his spirit. It's a place of exceedingly great and precious promises. And not only that, but it's also a place of inseparable love. I think one of the things that I remember as a kid being so afraid of going to a new big place was getting separated from my parents. It's like, oh no, I don't want to get lost. And, you know, remember getting dropped off at a theater one time and miscommunicated with my mom and she was going to come around and I thought I'd lost her. And just that sense of, oh no, I'm lost. I'm all here on my own. Well, there's something else you need to know about you are here. All right? Here is a place of an inseparable love. Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today or our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we're here, and we're navigating life, and part of here is a place where God always is with you. Never leave you, never forsake you. And as you're navigating, you might be coming across some, again, one of those ugly things, calamity, persecution, hungry, destitute. Maybe you missed it. Failure. Nope. Can't separate you from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's a beautiful thing to know about who you are. Because you know when you are in those dark places and it's like, oh my goodness, where to next? And I love the way Jody described it. The presence of God just comes in and so all of a sudden it's like, all right, I don't know what's going to happen next, but it's okay because you're here. That's what the psalmist said. He said, I could walk through the valley of the shadow of death and fear nothing because you're with me. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You are here is a place where God is. You may not know what to do next. You may have veered off course. But wherever you went, he's there. He's always there. I mean, I am so glad for that. I am so glad that he stays with us. His love. I mean, while we were sinners, he loved us. But as his children, oh my gosh, it's just amazing to see the tenacity of that love that just stays with you until your heart is wooed to a place of surrender, like we were singing about this morning, just surrendering to God. I'll tell you, the thing, I love the Word of God, and I am so thankful for the Word of God, and I come back to the Word of God by the Spirit of God. But there is another powerful truth through my years in my life is the love of God that just stays with me. The love of God that sticks with you till you get it right. I like to say that a lot of times too. If I'm doing anything right, there's a trail of the mercy and the grace of God that stayed with me till I got it right, you know? And that's the way he is. But here, where is here? Here is a place of inseparable love. I don't have to be afraid of this mall. I don't have to be afraid of this park. There's awesome, cool, wonderful things I'm going to do here, and I will never get lost. There will never be a time that I just can't call on the name of the Lord and know that he is with me. Now, you may not always feel it, granted, but he's always there. Just as sure as you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, he is always there. And you know whether you choose to see yourself as that new creation, he sees you as that new creation. He sees you as his child. When he's looking at you, he sees past the weakness of the body. He sees past the unrenewedness of your mind. And he sees into that new creation that he made you as his very own child. He wants you to see that too. But he sees it either way. And he sees your heart. And he loves you. He sticks with you. And then finally, where do you go from here? Okay? You got to know who you are as a child of God. In terms of you are here, you got to know where here is. In terms of, man, it's a brand new kingdom full of promises. Can't ever get lost in this here with God. But where do you go from here? You're looking at that map. You're looking at that big mall map, and you're thinking, man, what do I want to do next? Where is God's plan for your life? For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. For we are God's masterpiece. He's created us anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the good things he planned for us long ago. I think that's a New Living Translation. If the whole body were an eye, well, let's just start here. You are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works which he's ordained you to walk in. So, you're at the mall map. A lot of stores in that mall. And just bring it down to a mall shopping analogy. And I know this from having a wife and four daughters. But a lot of times, you're going through that mall, and you're kind of hitting all the stores trying to find the good deals and the good bargains and all that stuff. And you can wear yourself out. You can get tired. The good thing about this is God has not ordained us to have to go to every single store. Right? Amen. Yes, I'm right with you, Jody. We are his workmanship created beforehand that we should go to the stores he's ordained us to go to. Yes. And that's a freeing thing. Because again, it's an overwhelming thing. All the things I am called to do what God has called me to do. Now, and that's where this fits in. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? Now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. That's a sovereign act. God sovereignly ordained the good works you were to walk in, and he sovereignly put you in the body according as it pleased him. Praise God. What does that mean? It means that as we're all standing in front of our mall maps, we're not all going to go to the same stores, are we? We're going to go to some different stores. And we don't have to be offended by that. God has given us different things to do. Different things to do. Now, we're all still part of the same family. We're all still part of the same body. We're all still in the same kingdom. But we're doing the things that he's ordained us to walk in. So as we're navigating, there's going to be things that take us some different places. I love how he puts it here, Romans, Philippians. He says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. For it is God working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So as you're standing in front of that mall, Mac, the Spirit's going to be speaking to you, giving you a desire. Go there. You know, and your brother, sister in Christ can be standing right next to you looking at their mom, and the whole same Holy Spirit says, go here, right? It doesn't mean that you're leaving each other. You're all still same kingdom, same family, same body. You're just each of you doing as an individual member in the body what God has called you to do. And this is important for, and sometimes that's hard. You know, when God gives us a piece of his heart and he's ordained us to walk in, there can be a part of us that says, everybody should want to do this. Everybody should have a heart for this if you really loved God. Well, I'm glad you really love God and you really got a heart and you are doing what he's ordained you to walk in. But you know, God doesn't just give you his whole heart. He gives you a piece and that person a piece and this person a piece. And so we realize, okay, big mall map, a lot of places that we're going, but I respect and honor the piece that God gave somebody else. And they respect the peace, and I'm going to do what God has called me to do. So there's no strife or division in the body. We work together. We flow together, you know, as the body of Christ in love, and we grow up together in the things of God. But when we're talking about where do we go from here, where is the place of God's leading? First of all, where is a plan that God has for your life? He begins to show you things to come, Jesus said. The Holy Spirit's going to show you the things that I've prepared for you to walk in. And as you begin to pursue that, the Spirit of God is going to begin to lead you. You are a child of God. Now you got to remember, the Spirit of God only leads children of God. So you got to get that settled in your heart, don't you? I'm a child of God. That's who I am. Okay, now I'm qualified to be led by the Holy Spirit. When you believe you're a child of God, you believe that you can be led by the Holy Spirit. If you never allow yourself to go there, if you never allow yourself to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, you understand? You can stay. In other words, your spirit is here. But if you don't allow your mind to be renewed, you can have a mind that's still over here. And that's where the process of renewing of the mind is bringing your mind in sync, catching your mind up with what God did on the inside. But first things first, I'm a child of God. Okay, I'm a child of God. I can expect to be led by the Spirit of God. I go there. Father, I am a child of God. Warts and all, as far as stuff that I got to overcome and things that I got to get victory over, I am a child of God right now. That's who I am. And I'm overcoming from the inside. I'm overcoming from who you are. In other words, that, you know, knowing who I am. Because the problem with this, if you're not clear in your spirit about you are here, being a child of God, you will religiously make being a child of God a destination. And you'll try to get there, and you'll never be able to get there. No, a child of God is who you are on the inside. And if you don't have that baseline of who you are as a child of God, then all the promises are going to seem confusing and out of sync. Because this is who I really am. But I'm going to do that. Well, No. You are a child of God. You got to get first things first. If you don't get the you right of you are here, then the directions are going to be very confusing. You are a child of God. That's what makes being led by the Spirit make sense. Because the Spirit has spoken. It's no longer a mystery. He has revealed them to us. And we're not intimidated by the natural man. We're not intimidated by the enemy. We are being who we are in Christ. And this is a personal journey. I am glad for preachers who preach this to me through my life and growing up. Because it's like, I need this. I need to come back to this place. I wish I could say you just graduated from this. We all need to continually get, this is who you are. You are a child of God. You are in the kingdom of God. And the Spirit of God is leading you. He will never leave you, never forsake you. It's just simply a roadmap of who you are, where you are, where God has put you. So when we're talking about you are here, we got to remember who you is. You really are a child of God. You can play hard to get with that. You can even play humility games with that. The most humble thing you can do is believe it. You know, there are people who think you're arrogant because you have an assurance of salvation. And you know that it has nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with me. I know I have an assurance of heaven. And yet there's not an egotistical part of me that's part of that assurance. It's pure gift. It was given to me. I am a child of God created in righteousness and true holiness. Not a tinge of ego. The gift of righteousness, created in righteousness, the work of the new birth. In the same way I simply believe on the work of the cross that he did for me, I'm believing on the work he did in me. That's all. Same thing. Childlike faith. No boast. Just acknowledging what God did for me, in me. But vital to having a baseline of knowing who I am. Where is here? Here represents where he delivered me from to where he delivered me to. Here is a place of authority. Here is a place of God's dominion. Here is a place of his family. He took me from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Then he placed me in his body. He gave me authority in his name. Praise God. There's a reason why the Bible says resist the devil. Because you can resist the devil. Because you have the authority to resist the devil. If you didn't have the authority, the command would make no sense. You've been delivered from that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. He spoiled those powers and principalities, made a show of them, triumphing over them in his cross. And that same cross delivered you into this kingdom. That's where here is. It's a place of authority. It's a place of promises. It's a place where I can grow in my knowledge of these promises. If there's something that I need, I know one thing, there's a promise. Everything that pertains to life and godliness, he's given me a promise for. What do I have to do? I have to ask, I have to seek, I have to knock, yeah. But there's a promise there. It's a place, here is a place of promises that I can begin to search and dig. I'll tell you, some of the biggest breakthroughs in my life, I didn't even necessarily plan for. I'd say a book or a tape set laying around or something, and it's like, that's really cool. I just feel drawn to that. And to do that, you get stuff, and wow, this is amazing. This is great. You're getting understanding, promises, things that God has for you. I didn't know that before. Praise God. And again, ultimately, it's not what you know. It's what you believe about what you know. And what you believe about what you know is going to depend on what you're going to act on. And it's going to cause you to go from a place. Where do we go from here? I'm so glad that even though I know where here, who I am, and then I know where here is, that God did not design me to stay here. He designed me to go from glory to glory to glory, right? From bargain to bargain to bargain, from fair ride to fair ride, to enjoy life, to take some things in, to experience some new things. And he's going to lead me by his Spirit. He's going to work in me to will and to do. And we might have some of the same stuff. We may not. Either way, we're on that same journey. Praise God, serving the same Lord, bringing glory to the same God. Amen. So it's important to understand you are here. And so as we're just dealing with life, this is a message, again, for myself that I got to go back to and kind of shake myself to get that sense of perspective and definition and big picture when life can seem overwhelming. Okay, I know life throws stuff at us, but this stuff doesn't change. Tomorrow, you're going to still be a new creation. You're still going to be in the kingdom of God, and you're still going to be led by the Spirit of God, no matter what the headlines say. So it's always a place that we can go back to and find perspective. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus just for the truth of your Spirit that you've chosen to reveal to us, the things that belong to us as children of God, to reveal to us all those things that you've provided for us, Lord, the things that define who we are as children of God. Oh, Lord, we're so thankful for that. We're so thankful that your Spirit bears witness with our spirit. Even though our mind or emotions may not fully grasp it, there's a witness of truth that the Spirit of God says, amen, that's right. Oh, Father, I just pray that we, each of us, build on that amen of the Holy Spirit and just get more insight, revelation, that we believe who we are. Believe the work that you've done on the inside of us by the new birth. Oh, Father, we thank you. We're so thankful, Lord. We're so thankful that we don't have to feel it. We just simply believe it. And when we believe it, there's something on the inside. The Holy Spirit, oh, takes hold of that. Begins to help us see who we are, how we're loved by you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we're in a new kingdom. Our here is a safe place. There's nothing that can happen here that can ever separate us from the love of God. There may be people who can separate us from people, but nobody can separate us from your love for us. No matter what happens tomorrow or the next day, you love us. You're for us. You're with us. You were with us 40 years ago, 30 years ago, 20 years ago. Today, you haven't changed. You're still for us. Oh, we thank you that this here is it's a safe place full of your promises. Oh, Lord, we just pray. Lead us, guide us by your Spirit to ask, seek, knock, to not give up, to not question you, Lord, but to seek you, to learn more, to grow more. That inflection point of decision, to not throw up the map up in the air, but to look at that map and say, where is this? Where is the direction here? Where is that promise? Thank you, Lord. And where we go from here, you lead us, you guide us by your Spirit. I just pray that for each of us, Father, that we would just sense that working by your Spirit in us to will and to do, to just make real to us, Father, a hunger, an appetite, a desire for those good works you've ordained us to walk in. This beautiful plan. Before the foundation of the world, you planned, you laid it out for us. Help us, Lord, to walk it out by your Spirit. We're so thankful that you've chosen to reveal these things to us. We're so grateful, Lord, and I just pray that for all of us here today, that we all are encouraged and that we're encouraged and that we're just reminded, Father God, of this amazing, great plan. Never afraid. We're never alone. We have this perspective forever, Father God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We'll receive that this morning. Again, like I said, for me, this is like a three-month oil change that I need, probably more regularly than even 3 months. But it's that stuff that you need to get re-lubed and refreshed and reminded of. These things are true. This is my true north. These are the fixed focal points. No matter what I'm going through, you know, whether I did something bad or wrong or something happened to me or I did something good or whatever, this stuff is always true. You've always got something to go back to realize that you are here. Amen. Praise God.